And now the game where we invite on people who've done big things and ask them little questions. Our guest today has influenced every facet of hip-hop culture. He launched rap and hip-hop stars with his label Def Jam Recordings. He launched young comedians with Def Comedy Jam. He changed fashion with his label Fat Farm. By the time I finish this intro, he probably will have started a car company and built an amusement park. His new book is Super Rich. Russell Simmons, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Wow.
Let's talk about the book. The book is called Super Rich. And you are, as everybody knows, pretty wealthy from all your success and all your various things. But you say in the book that the rich you're talking about is not monetary wealth.
No, not at all. I think when you're very dedicated to something and you engage fully, you become a giver. And the book is about learning to make people more productive or promoting to people that, you know, waking up and deciding what you want to give is a great practice as opposed to waking up and deciding what you're going to get. That's where you really find your focus or you tune out the noise.
But you write about meditation in the book. You're an enthusiast in meditation. One of the things you write about that I thought was interesting was before you got into more formal forms of meditation, you used to do something different in your early days to sort of relax. You write about how you used to go to the steam baths.
The Russian bath, yeah.
And you did business meetings.
I still go there.
You used to do business meetings at the Russian baths in New York.
Is that the one on 10th Street?
That's correct.
So you'd be in there. You'd tell people, "Well, meet me down on 10th Street," and you'd be sitting there inside the Russian baths in a sauna with a towel around and do business meetings.
Yeah, that's not so odd. I've seen that in movies.
Usually in movies, the people I have seen in movies having meetings in the Russian baths are mobsters.
But you. I used to fancy myself a bit of a mobster.
You started, I think, not uncharitably, from nothing. You were a guy growing up in New York in Queens, was it? And you ended up... Well, I want to describe accurately the role you play in the world of hip-hop. You didn't invent it. You're not a singer or performer yourself, but you're kind of like... You're like the Bill Gates of hip-hop. You took it and made it available to everybody. Is that about right?
Well, I was there at a company that signed everybody from Jay-Z and to Run-DMC and LL. I watched a lot happen, and I was very fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of very talented people.
Yeah.
So that's been my role, and also my role has been, I think, to get them to use their celebrity in my last 15 years, certainly, to get them to use their celebrity for social and political causes that matter in their communities. And I've been very fortunate that so many have done so much good work.
Back in those days, you weren't producing the music, you weren't making the music, but what was your talent? You had an ability to see these guys and know how good they were?
I produced Run-DMC. I produced some early records, lots of records early on, but it was just a lack of we made records that didn't sound like anything else at the time.
Right.
And I don't mean just because they rapped. I mean, musically, I produced records that sounded dramatically different from what was on the radio.
Right.
And I kind of, there was a tone that need to be set, and then the really creative guys came along and took over. But records like Suck MC I made, or It's Like That, or Rock Box, or Walk This Way, I made different sounding records.
Right, and how did
pop?
But it was hard because I remember you write in this book, and you've written about it before, that at the time people were listening to funk, people were listening to R&B. Nobody wanted this stuff. How did you?
I don't think I have any good experiences where people wanted what I was doing. I had that experience forever. I wouldn't want these black comedians to curse, Jamie Foxx and Cedric and Bernie Mac and, you know, Chris Tucker. And these guys were nowhere, and HBO didn't want them. Nobody wanted a reverend and 5A students on MTV. That was a weird thing.
You have your own reality show. Your brother, Rev Run, who has been on our show, has his own reality show. Do you ever get competitive about that?
Well, my ex-wife has a show that just started again.
That's true.
Season.
Kimora Lee Simmons, yes.
And my nieces had a reality show, too. So we've all had shows, and we've all been on each other's shows many times, and we kind of, you know, just cheer each other on. I don't think there's a competitive bone in any of our body in that regard.
It saves time. Instead of calling up your relatives to see how they're doing, you just turn on the Oxygen Network and watch their show, I guess. Well, we are delighted to have you with us today, Russell Simmons, and we have invited you here not just to talk, but to also to play a game. Today, we are calling this game...
Let's say farewell to fat.
Now, since you are an important cultural figure who has the well-being of America as his goal, we thought we'd ask you about another such person, weight loss guru Richard Simmons.
As I told you how many times that I've been called Richard Simmons and asked.
Really? You guys get mistaken for each other?
Oh, my God, honey, come here. Come, look at this. Oh, my God, he's here. Look, honey, it's Richard Simmons. I get that all the time.
I think that's more...
I've never met him. It's amazing. Many times I've been called his name. Right. And I wonder if he's ever been called my name.
You guys should do a reality show together.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
The Simmonses. Yeah. Well, if you answer 2 out of 3 questions correctly about Richard Simmons, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carol's voice on their home answering machine. Corva, who is Russell Simmons playing for?
Michelle Sherry Cruss of Lake Oswego, Oregon.
Now, I just want to point out that when your brother, Rev Run, was on the show, he got 0 for 3.
Oh.
Just laying that down as a marker. So,
okay.
Ready to try this? Here's your first question. Your first question is, Richard Simmons has dabbled in a lot of businesses, including which of these products? A, the Richard Simmons Home Dentistry Kit, B, Richard Simmons Salad Spray, or Richard Simmons White Man's Afro Sculptor?
Well, it has to be number 2. I think B.
You think the salad spray? You're a businessman.
Yeah, I'm right about that.
You are. You are absolutely right about that. The salad spray.
By the way, that was so simple. Anybody can figure that out. Give me the next one.
All right. Oh, wow, you're moving on. Well, the idea was that, you know, you'd spray your salad rather than douse it in oil. Did you ever yourself get into food products? That seems like is that a business you've gotten into amongst your many?
No, I have not, but I am on a green juice fast. I haven't had any solid food since January 1st.
Since January 1st? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm in a restaurant now with a green juice watching everybody eat.
Is that tough sometimes?
Well, it's tough as relatives. What's the next question?
He wants to win. All right. Another of Richard Simmons' enthusiasm is dolls, and he sells a line of them on his website. Among the custom-made Richard Simmons dolls you can buy on Richard Simmons' website is A, Roku the Diet Ninja, B, Jake the Undertaker, or C, Bobby the Personal Stylist.
Bobby the Personal Stylist.
You think so?
I think so.
That's actually Jake the Undertaker. It is. Apparently, Simmons has created dolls representing this family in a small town. There's Norman's unmarried sister, Miss B, and Aunt Della May, as well their brother, Jake the Undertaker.
All right, I can still get a 66 and 65
you can do this.
After when I went to school.
Yeah,
give me one more shot.
2 out of 3 wins on this game, so you can
thank
still do
God
it.
You're not competitive.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
All right. Here we go. Richard Simmons has dabbled in acting, including which of these roles? A, the spirit of Christmas yet to come in a stage version of A Christmas Carol. B, assassin number 2 in the 80s action movie Blue Steel. C, an obese extra in Fellini's Satyricon.
I would guess A, but...
Yeah, I don't know about A. I mean, the spirit of Christmas yet to come, he's a sinister figure, he never speaks, he's very still, it's hard to imagine Richard Simmons in that. Just saying.
Oh, I think it was A.
That's commitment.
You're going to go with A, even though I suggested that's probably not the right choice? You're just going to do it?
Yeah.
That, you know, who am I to gainsay Russell Simmons? I want that to be true. But no, the answer is C, an obese extra in Fellini's Satyricon.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. The story is that Simmons was quite obese back in the 60s, and he went to Rome as a student and was picked as an extra for the famous film about ancient Roman excess. Corva, how did Russell Simmons do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Russell got 1 out of 3 answers correct. He did not win the prize for Michelle Sherry Cross.
Oh, no.
But you did get one more than your brother, which I'm sure is important the next time you see him.
One more than my brother. All right. Well, I wasn't competitive. I just, with him.
Right. I got to ask you something. You've done so many things. Has anybody ever come to you with an idea that you said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
I don't know, 4 or 5 times a day.
Really? Russell Simmons is the founder of Def Jam Records and the author of the book Super Rich. Russell Simmons, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.